I've still got 2012. It's still down there. It hasn't returned yet. We can watch right now. I know.
We were going to watch together, and you wouldn't watch it on your own. Time. Why don't you do a little quick review of 2012 here on your own? Seth Strobe, mini futile review. Go. 2012.
There's nothing good about it at all.
So is it global warming that starts everything?
There's like the sun has this certain, because the planets align, and then there's solar flares, and so it makes the neutrinos. They go over all this. The neutrinos speak. the nuclear particles mutate.
Sure.
And they act like microwaves. Okay. And they heat the Earth's core, and so it basically just heats the Earth from the center. And then
all the volcanoes, the super volcanoes.
It starts the volcanoes, and then also, like, since everything's like hotter, like all the plates like move more because it's more fluid and stuff. So
there's a bunch of 10.5s.
So there's 10.5s all over the place, and then volcanoes going off and stuff, and so they build these arcs in China, on like the hydraulic and Himalayas and stuff.
How long do they have to build these arcs?
They discovered that the problem, like, they had like 2 years ago, and then like the more than that. Well,
it starts in 2012 and goes to like 2017, right?
No, 2012 is when it happens. It happens December 21st, 2012. Just like
the movie starts like now.
Yeah, and then they discovered that this is happening, right. And then the one scientist, he's like, I want to talk to the president and all that good stuff. And then, but he thinks that it's going to take like 4 or 5 years until like Armageddon. But in reality, it takes like 2 years. So they only build like 3 of the arcs out of the 8 that they were trying to build. And they sell seats like to like Russian mafia and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And only super, super rich people like get to like, it's like 1 billion euros to get on the Ark and survive to repopulate the Earth.
It's right. Like that whole technology thing now.
And then,
That would be an ideal situation for Ian, is to survive to repopulate the Earth. If he could get on that Ark. What do you think?
No, even then he wouldn't get no action.
Oh, wow.
But what, they need it. It's necessary.
What does this have to do with 2012? Come on, let's keep it on.
So Woody Harrelson has the whole thing figured out.
He's a scientist?
No, he's a nut job in the hills.
Okay.
See, he knows more about than I do.
I got that off the back cover of it. The back cover is a picture of him with glasses, with binoculars.
He's a nut job.
Out of some bushes going, wearing down at something. I need a beard and a bandana, yeah, so I figured he was a nut job in the hills.
It's pretty terrible acting all around, divorce and all the family issues and stuff with Cusack. He's an author. And this main scientist is reading John Cusack's book, which only sold for like 400 copies.
Oh, man.
But he's reading it. And then John Cusack's a limo driver for a super rich Russian guy. And he figures out between talking to Woody Harrelson and talking to the super rich Russian guy's kids that it's probably true. And then he goes and he rescues people and he drives a limo through earthquakes. And then talks to Woody Harrelson and then drives away from an earth volcano. And then they're getting on the arcs in China because they fly across, but they run out of gas.
When does Chichwell get into this?
But the Earth shifted, the plates shifted like 2,000 miles, so they were going to run out of gas in the ocean, but they made it to China because the China shifted.
Right.
And then they landed.
Oh, good. China
so,
shifted.
So they ran out of gas and landed right where the arcs were. And then
it's awesome.
The Russian guy's wife was sleeping with the pilot of the plane, and that was, I don't know why, but that was part of the story, I guess. And then they all get on the arcs, but then all the Chinese workers that were building the arcs, like, they weren't, like, allowed to get on the arcs. They were building them. And then the one main scientist was, like, they had, like, they had 2 minutes before, like, the tsunami came, like, because it was, like, a million feet tall. And they had to anchor up and stuff. And so so the one guy's, like, we have plenty of room, because he's, like, so we should let these guys on. And then they had the big debate with, you know, like, the conservatives and stuff. Right. And then they're, like, all, like, the French agreed and stuff. So then they had
2 minutes.
With 2 minutes left, so they decided to go back to the dock, reopen the gates, let all the workers on and stuff. Anyway, when they do that...
It's a new era, Marxism.
By the time they do that, the gate's not open in time, so then the wave hits and they're all screwed. And then they somehow fix it. And then they all go to Africa because Africa somehow a bunch of mountains came up in Africa when the plate shifted. And that's the only place that was dry land, and it turned into water world, and then...
The Great Rift Valley, like, or something?
It was back to the
cradle of the hominids.
I was proud of myself for getting through that movie.
Oh, wow.
It was really bad. Like, sci-fi movies are, like, they don't take themselves seriously. Like, it's like...
Right.
These guys were, like, they were trying to...
We still don't know about Dino Shark.
I'm going to so thoroughly enjoy it. I don't think you guys are going to enjoy it as much as
I think I'm going to enjoy it.
I sit down there and I watch like 8 hours of sci-fi.
You might enjoy it less. See, it might be more like a rare novel treat for me, you know?